You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Well, actually, we're going to start the show with that one right there. So, my friends, you're listening to episode 509, and I'm back with my friend and one of our Ascend members, my coaching client, Lee Garcia, who is absolutely crushing things in Jersey. Definitely check out episode 508, where we got really deep into his journey, mindset, his approach to just speed of implementation and just executing. You know, like I kind of called him the executor, because the guy just takes an idea and he just does it. He just worries about steps one and two, and he figures out the rest along the way. And we started the show and he was actually pointing right behind him. Lee, you want to quickly read that, man?
Yeah, it's the only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be.
I love that. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The only person you're destined to become is the person you decide to be. And isn't that so true? It all decides with a commitment. And I think that's a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about on the show today, which is I want you to share some quick nuggets with people. I want you to share with people some of your best stuff that can really help them generate free leads and share with them how you've been able to close 6 or 7 deals through social media without paid marketing in the last 90 days.
All right. So one of the things I did in 2016 when I didn't have no money, and for some reason I didn't even know I was doing it. It just happened. I used Facebook as my real estate networking event. So I would go literally on realtor.com and look at all the brokers, realtors that were actually selling deals in the area I wanted to be. And I would add them online. Why would I add them online? They have buyers. Buyers probably follow them online. So you get their buyers and you start a relationship with them, because some of the brokers in Jersey are wholesalers too. And I will always like comment on their pages, talk to them, start up a relationship with them online. And one of the things that it really helped me with was the algorithm of Facebook. I kind of like messed it up a little bit, where I leveraged it in a way, because I was adding all these real estate people. So now any newbie that wanted to be in real estate was adding me, because they're like, yo, this guy has 200 friends, mutual friends that are in real estate. So he has to be somebody. Wow. So now my Facebook messenger will always be packed with deals. And some of these newbies, they overprice their property sometimes. And I will always, like, to this day, I still do this. I will hit them up and say, listen, I might have a buyer for that. And sometimes they say no, sometimes they say yes, and right, we make it still happen. But it's always building that connection. Literally, I closed on a deal yesterday, Alex. This is crazy that this, I lied to you. Now, I closed on a deal yesterday, and it's a spread where we can make probably $60,000 to $70,000 off this flip. And this flip came to me from a conversation I had like in August with a person. He was sending me deals and they weren't making sense. They were bad deals. The newbie. And I literally told him, listen, guy, it was a random night. I hit him up on Messenger. I said, listen, your deals are kind of like overpriced a little bit. If you ever have a deal that you need help on, I will go out there with you and we can negotiate it together. And if I buy it, I'll give you a referral fee. And the deal I did yesterday was that same thing. He had a deal. It kind of like fell apart on him, a wholesale deal. But he had the direct with the seller. Since he was direct with the seller, he sent it to me. He said, listen, you can close this out, but I'm not going to be involved. But can you look me out with something? And I did. I gave him a couple of grand. And, you know, it's a deal that's going to generate me $70,000. And after that, what I told him was, any deal you have, bro, send it to me. We're going to keep it going. And I put in the atmosphere, we're going to close a $20,000 deal together. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen this year. And that's one of the nuggets you could definitely use. Leverage relationships that you have with other people to bring you deals.
I love it. I love it. And how did you, I'm curious, like, so what are steps 1, 2, and 3 for people listening to this? As far as, is there something in particular you did to, so you started reaching out and you started friending realtors, investors. And I love how you talk about kind of gaming the Facebook algorithm.
Yes.
Where now it was showing you to other real estate professionals. Yeah. And were people just organically sending you leads to look at opportunities? Was there something proactive or intentional that you were doing to source or, have them send you these opportunities?
I will always post We Buy Houses all day, every day. And I will shoot videos of me talking about the real estate market. I took the Gary Vee approach of documenting myself. So if I was going to a house and it was a seller lead and I was going to this house, I would literally just shoot a video. Hey, I'm in this house and I'm still buying deals, people. Send me deals. And it's little by little, people just started knowing that I buy deals. And I will always say Camden County is the market I'm in, Camden County, New Jersey. And, you know, I would just be around. Oh, that's the Facebook guy. He's always online. He's always talking about deals. And it was just in everything I put We Buy Houses. We Buy Houses. Brought my girl a car. I said, yeah, somebody sell me a house. I need to buy a house. And I would just keep on putting it in an atmosphere. And it literally worked. It started clicking. Then the last 6 months. I've been picking up deals left and right online, man. It works because you got to understand is there's a lot of newbies that's going to overvalue their property. And sometimes there's deals in that. You just got to let them know that, you know. And there's certain people that don't know look. Like I had somebody reach out to me that's not from my market. I brought him a buyer within 2 minutes. And we sold that. I'm going to make a small deal. I'm going to make like $5,000. But there's no, like I had no overhead for that deal besides the relationship.
Yeah. That's so awesome. So let me ask you a question. Can you speak to people that don't want to do that because they're in their head about how they might look or how they might sound or the fact that they're camera shy? Or like, what would you say? What's your message for people that don't feel comfortable to put themselves out there on social media and share their journey, share what they're doing?
All right. So if you're shy, I understand that. But all right, if you're shy, start a business page. Make a logo on Fiverr. It'll be like $15 and post on there all day. And add people in the local market. You don't have to see your face never. It's perfect. You know, you use a business page with a logo. They will never have to see your face. And, you know, you built relationships. And just because they don't know who you are, but they know your logo, they know your name. Yeah. You know, you could be Lynn Acquisitions and literally be out here just picking up deals from other wholesalers or people. And then your name, your brand starts growing. Once your brand starts growing, then you're going to want to be associated with your brand. And I bet you stop being shy after a while.
That's right. And there's something to be said for getting past that discomfort that you might have growing from that. And then the fruit, everything you want is on the other side of discomfort.
Yeah, 100%.
So I want you to really think about that. I want to give people one more bonus action item here. How else have you been getting deals from referrals? We ended episode 508. You were telling us about your real estate business, how you're wholesaling, you're fixing and flipping. And again, if you haven't had the opportunity to check that show out, make sure you do. You know, so you said pretty much 100% of your deals are coming from referrals and social media, correct?
Yes. Okay. So mainly social media. I'm always on there posting. I give up the $5,000 referral fees depending on the deal.
And that sounds familiar.
Yeah. You know, so a great guy told me that.
I love it.
Also, every genuine conversation I have with somebody that's in my restaurant, that's literally anywhere, and they ask me what I do for a living, I tell them I buy and fix properties. Mm-hmm. Ever have a deal, reach out to me. I'll take care of you. You have to say that to everybody you meet, because it only takes that one person to know somebody that needs to get rid of a property. Yep. And then you got it. 100%. And I leverage relationships I have with other real estate professionals that don't want to be, because I'm in a Camden market that's kind of tough, and a lot of people don't like doing business here. So I leverage them relationships because I know a lot of people in my market.
Got it. Yeah. One of the things that I've told people religiously is when somebody thinks about real estate, or when someone thinks about a house or a single family home, when they think about an investor, if they don't think about you immediately, you're doing something wrong.
You're failing yourself. You're failing yourself in your business.
Better said, you're failing yourself. If you and I were at a cocktail party, and a good friend of mine, let's say a good friend of mine was a hand doctor. I just randomly thought of that. He specialized in hands, right? And I was having a conversation with you and you're like, you know what? My hand has really been bugging me lately. Like I can't really like close it. I would think of my friend and say, oh, well, you got to talk to doctor, whatever. You got to talk to, he's my buddy. He specializes in hands. Think of yourself like that. So if your friends and family and your network, if they don't think about you when a conversation about a house pops up or whatever, you're doing something wrong. It's interesting. My wife's friends and just some of the people that, you know, friends, family, the community, when the word podcast comes up, generally speaking, people are thinking of me or they mention me. And that's, I guess I'm doing something right when it comes to that. But think about your business, you know? So you got to be very intentional and you got to put out there. The only reason people know that, it's not because I'm doing such a great job. It's just because, you know, I'm out there promoting the show. I'm out there sharing on social media, whatever the case might be, about these shows. And then people are curious and people want to find out. So you have to be a bit of a self-promoter. But do it in a way that's genuine and authentic with yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a real estate business and I go on your social media and you don't have one house, then I'm like, what business are you in? You got to at least, you know, unless you're retired like Alex, because then I understand. But at least you got to have at least one house. I expect to see storage units.
You're about to start seeing some storage stuff on my page, my friend. So
yes, because I'm, you know, that business is interesting to me. I would like to know about that business.
I love it, man. Well, awesome. Lee, well, hey, man, thanks for being so giving with your time, your knowledge. I know you're going to, you know, you've helped a lot of people through the show. And what's one last thing you want to kind of leave with? Any parting thoughts or anything you want to share?
First of all, I want to say thanks, Alex, for putting me on this. I feel like I hit a pinnacle of my career. Like, you know, maybe I could be like the next Chris Chico of the show.
Who's been on like six times?
Yes, yes.
We'll definitely have you back, man. No doubt.
Listen, anybody that's listening to this show, add me on Instagram or Facebook. And listen, add people in your market. If you have a social media account, don't be scared to add people in your local market, because they will definitely bring you deals.
I love it. Beautiful. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you. I look forward to our next call. I look forward to seeing you at our Ascend retreat in West Palm in June. And for all of you out there, if there's anything that we can do, myself or Lee, any questions you have, any way that we can just answer any questions or help you or guide you, whatever we can do, reach out to us at The Real Lee Garcia on Instagram is where you can connect with him. I'm at AlexPardo25. You can find me on Facebook. And I look forward to, you know, to having you tune into the next show.
One last thing, Alex. And if anybody's interested in Ascend and wanted to talk to somebody, a member in Ascend, reach out to me. I'll definitely give you some feedback on it, because it is everything Alex says and more.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Guys, this show doesn't exist without you. I say that often, and I'm going to continue to say it, because I want to share my gratitude to you for just, you know, being a listener and for giving me and giving us your time and your energy. And, you know, I can only hope that we have delivered for you and continue to strive to get the best guest on here to just share valuable content that can take you from where you are to where you want to go. So with that said, I'll connect with you on episode 510. I will talk to you guys soon. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.